This is our final episode from the series, Mysteries of the Kingdom of God. Today we're going to focus, beloved, on breakthrough. Join me for this edition of Discovering the Jewish Jesus.
Schneider is a voice crying out in our lost world, pointing mankind to Jesus today.
Shalom. I'm Cynthia, Rabbi's wife. Beloved, we are so thankful for what God is doing in people's lives through this ministry all around the world. I pray right now that whatever you need in your life, God will minister to you as Rabbi teaches and preaches God's word.
God bless you and shalom, my beloved ones. Welcome to this very important edition of Discovering the Jewish Jesus. Today's our final episode in a series that we've been calling Mysteries of the Kingdom of God. We're going to be focusing today on the secret of breakthrough. This is huge. This is very important. I want to urge you to pay very close attention and to really take in and receive what I'm going to be ministering to you today. Let's begin just by lifting our heart to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we realize that breakthrough can only come through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father God, that as I preach your word today, Father God, that your word would make entrance with spirit and power into the lives of those that hear. And that, Father, that the result would be breakthrough in their lives and growth for your church, Jesus. In your name and for your glory we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved ones, we've looked over the last several weeks at foundational mysteries that have been revealed to us in the kingdom of God. We began by looking at the mystery of receiving. Then we went from there to look at the mystery of outflow, that we can't just wait around for God to do something all the time. There's also a part that we have to play, and we talked about that. And then we looked at the mystery, beloved, of building up momentum in order to bring us to today's message, which is breakthrough. Momentum builds strength. And when we get strong, we're going to get breakthrough, and we're going to become happy because of the breakthrough. I encourage you to get this entire series through the contact information at the end of the broadcast today, because the things that I'm sharing with you, they're not just academic, beloved, they're words of spirit and life. Now, before we get to this theme today of breakthrough, I want to share with you an encounter I had with an angel a number of years ago. I was sleeping one night, and as I was sleeping, I had an experience that was so unusual that I've never had anything like it happen to me before or since. And one night, beloved, this is going back close to 15 years ago. In my sleep, suddenly I was aware of tremendous pain in my heart. I'm not talking about a physical pain. I'm talking about a spiritual and an emotional pain. I had no idea that I had been carrying so much pain in me. And all of a sudden, as the pain of my life was exposed, as God supernaturally allowed me to feel it, suddenly an angel spoke to me. And the angel said to me, "You're on the right path." And I said to the angel, "Well, if I'm on the right path, why does it hurt so much?" And then the angel spoke to me in a real kind voice. There was no condemnation at all. The angel said to me, he said, "If you'd cooperate more, it wouldn't hurt so much." And then I said to the angel, "When will I be happy?" And at that point, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and God said this to me. I want you to hear this. He said to me, "When you get strong, you'll be happy." So let's recount again. The Lord allows me to feel the pain in my life. And then the angel tells me that I'm on the right path, which applies to last week's message, building up momentum. I was doing the right things, but I was still feeling a lot of pain. And then I said, "When will I be happy?" And the Lord said to me this. He said, "When you be strong, when you get strong, then you'll be happy." Through momentum, we get strong. And when we get strong, beloved, what's going to happen is through the anointing, we're going to tear those things that are causing us pain off of us. Those spiritual cords of darkness were going to tear off us. We're going to get breakthrough. And when we get breakthrough, beloved, joy is going to be released from our lives. And we're going to even emotionally experience the happiness of God. Now, I want to go today as our primary text. I'm going today now to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 10, verse number 27. And I'm going to be reading today from the King James Version. Hear the word of God. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke, get it now, the yoke shall be destroyed because, get it now, of the anointing. So we're talking here about a yoke on someone's shoulder, a yoke on their neck that was oppressing them. But this yoke that was going to be that was oppressing them was going to be broken off them by the anointing. I'm going to read now from the New American Standard Version the same verse. So will be in that day that his burden will be removed from your shoulders and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of the fatness, because of the anointing, because of the enormity of the strength is going to arise from within and break off the burden. You're going to get breakthrough because of the fatness in the anointing. I want to talk to you today, church. I want to talk to you today, beloved one, about God's anointing. And I want to talk to you about the secret of breakthrough. You see, we're going to get free when we get strong. When we get strong and exercise our strength, as I was talking about during the last few broadcasts, the anointing is going to break off us the cords of darkness that are holding us down and causing us pain and keeping us and hindering us from entering into the fullness of what God has for us. I want to talk again about a breaker and a breakthrough anointing. See, a breaker and a breakthrough anointing is the type of anointing, it's a type of strength that arises within us and gets violent against the devil. Remember, Jesus walked into the temple and he drove out the money changers from the temple with a whip. This is the type of breaker anointing that it takes, beloved, to get free from those forces of spiritual darkness, from demonic principalities and of the realm of Satan that torment and are hurting us. We have to arise from within with a breaker and breaker anointing. We have to turn on the oppressor so that that thing which was hunting down us instead becomes the hunted. We need to go from a place where we're being a victim to arising and being the victor, turning on Satan, pursuing him, because Jesus came to, the Bible says, destroy the works of the devil. You see, Jesus wasn't hiding from the devil. He wasn't cowering from the devil. He wasn't afraid of the devil, but rather, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, he came, get it now, to destroy the works of the devil. The Son of God hath appeared, the writer of Scripture tells us, to destroy the works of the devil. And the breaker anointing is when Jesus' anointing so takes possession of us that we literally turn on the devil to destroy him, to destroy his works, breaking down gates, breaking down hindrances, moving mountains, pursuing the enemy, expanding the kingdom of God, increasing the kingdom of God, taking dominion where we go. Wherever we go, we become, through Jesus within us, the one that is turning on the lights in the room. It's a breaker anointing that dispels darkness, whereby you're walking in victory and you're walking in the power of the kingdom of God. And this is the place that God wants to bring us all to. He wants you and I, beloved ones, to walk in a breaker and a breakthrough anointing. Now, this anointing that I'm describing, it doesn't just fall on us. It's not something that we receive by being passive. It's something that is received and entered into by following the first three steps that I covered in the first three broadcasts in this series called Mysteries of the Kingdom of God. I want to encourage you once again to apply the principles that I've been teaching in this series to your life. to take them very, very seriously, because if you will get in alignment with the truths that I've been proclaiming, you are going to enter into a breaker and a breakthrough anointing. You're going to begin to take authority over the works of the enemy. You're going to tear down principalities and powers. You're going to reign in the heavens, which is your destiny, because the Bible says that you've been raised with Christ and are seated with him in the heavenly places. And Paul told us in the book of Romans that through Jesus we would reign in this life. But in order to walk like this, beloved, we need to enter into power. It's like God told me, when you get strong, you'll be happy. It starts by learning how to receive from Jesus, which I covered in the first episode. And then from there, we move into, beloved, learning how to take the strength that we're receiving and exercising it. I covered that in the second part of this series. And then we talked about building momentum, which leads to breakthrough, last week by doing what we know is right week after week after week after week. We deny ourselves the lust of the flesh. We keep doing what's right despite the fact that some days we don't feel like doing it. And this eventually builds such strength in us that we enter in, hallelujah, church, to a breaker anointing whereby you are walking in the fire of the Holy Spirit, taking dominion for Jesus, increasing the expansion of the kingdom of God wherever you go. You become a light to those around you, and the power that's in you begins to affect your environment and other people, beloved, that are around the sphere of your life. The destiny for all of us is to walk in this breaker anointing. You see, Jesus said that his will for us is that we would become like lights on a hill, and that people would look up at us on the hill, seeing what God's doing through our lives, and they would in turn look up and give glory to God. You see, God doesn't want our lives, beloved, to reflect failure. He wants our lives to reflect increase. And we need to have this type of mentality. Unless we have a winner's mentality, a mentality that, like Jacob had when he took a hold of the Lord and he said, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. Unless you have the spirit of a champion in you that says, I can walk in a breaker anointing, I can enter into a breakthrough anointing, I'm going to, and I'm going to pursue God until it's mine. Unless you have a spirit like that, beloved one, you'll not enter into it. If you're content to camp on the other side of the Jordan without taking full possession of the promised land, like the tribe did in ancient Israel, then that's where you're going to be. You're going to function at a mediocre level your whole life. Jesus said some bear fruit 30-fold, some 50-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. But if you've got the mind and heart of a champion like I do by the grace of God, and you say, you know what, Jesus, you said if the Son shall set me free, I shall be free indeed. And if you have a heart of a champion and say to the Lord and say to yourself, Lord, I believe that I can have freedom. I believe that I can really be free. I believe I could be free from pain, free from worry, free from fear, that I can walk in the supernatural peace of God, that I can walk in victory, that I can really experience your joy, Jesus, that I can really have absolute freedom. Because you said, Jesus, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. If you believe that, if you take a hold of his promises, I mean really take a hold of his promises, you're saying in your heart, God, I got to have that. That's why I'm following you, Jesus, because I believe your word. I want to take a hold of you even as you've taken a hold of me. And if that becomes your principal life force, and if you set your heart on that, if you set your intention on that, if you model your time and your talents and your treasure and your heart to pursue this in God, you know what? You're going to get strong. You're going to enter into this breaker anointing, beloved one. You're going to get breakthrough in your life. Beloved one, I want you to know I thank you for tuning in to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and I don't take it for granted. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Zechariah, chapter 8, verse 23, that in the last days, 10 men from all nations will take a hold of the garment of a Jew and say, we want to go with you, for we have heard and know that God is with you. I believe that Discovering the Jewish Jesus is truly part of God's end-time strategy for bringing about revival before the return of King Jesus. Paul tells us in the book of Romans chapter 11 that if Gentiles were blessed when the Jews rejected the gospel, how much more will they be blessed when they receive the gospel? Paul says it's going to be like life from the dead. I believe that time is now. God is raising up Jewish believers like myself and others throughout the earth that are these end times evangelists, beloved ones, that are preparing the return of the Lord. I don't think it's by accident that God has raised me up and that you are tuning into this broadcast. I want to ask you to tell your friends about this broadcast. And I also want you to know, beloved one, that as you support this ministry through your prayers and financial support, I believe that you are making great impact through your financial giving to spread the gospel around the world, preparing for King Jesus' return. Thank you. I love you. And shalom.
Now back to today's program.
Jesus doesn't want us to be victims. He wants us to be victors. The Bible tells us, Jesus himself said that the violent, he said, take the kingdom of God by force. What did Jesus mean when he declared the violent take the kingdom of God by force? He meant that there's such a strength that has arisen in his chosen ones, that they pick up the sword of the Word of God and they go after the devil and they slice down spiritual darkness. They slice in half spiritual wickedness. They pursue that thing that once had pursued them. They tear it to shreds by the Word of God, by their faith. They become like Jesus, as one that isn't running from the devil, but one that is pursuing the expansion of the kingdom of God on earth without fear, and they enter into this supernatural dynamic of a breaker anointing that brings them into freedom and has the ability to be imparted to others so that others could come into freedom. I don't know about you, but I know I've begun to enter in to this breaker anointing. I don't know about you, but I hate being weak, and I refuse that as my portion. I take a hold of the Word of God and I say, yes, God. Whatever it takes, whatever I have to go through, whatever the cost, I want it. I want to get to the top of the mountain. I don't care if I have to go to the bottom to get to the top. I just know I want to get to the top, God. I want to have your best. I want to be your best. I want to walk in your best. And I want everything that Jesus gave his life for that I might have. And you know what? Some people might think that, wow, this shows a lack of humility, but on the contrary, the opposite is true. Because I want you to know, when someone believes that they can have what Jesus says they can have, that brings such happiness to Jesus' heart because, beloved one, he gave his life for you and I to have God's best. See, the Bible said, if God did not spare his only Son for us, but gave him freely for us, the Bible says, will he not also with him freely give us all things? In other words, beloved church, if God did not withhold his Son for you, but sent his Son for you to save you from your sin, to die for your sin, the Bible says, will he also not with him freely give us all things? In other words, God, when he died for you, when Jesus died for you, beloved ones, he died not just to forgive you for your sin and to forgive me for my sin. Get this, church. He died, beloved ones, hear me, to marry us, to marry us. And when Jesus died on the cross, we were in him. Our sins were imputed to him, and we were baptized into him. In other words, we were baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection and ascension. The book of Ephesians tells us he's now seated at the right hand of God, and we are seated there with him. And so I want us to understand today that what Jesus' will is for us is that we would take a hold of him and receive by faith, a violent faith like Jacob that said, I won't let go until you bless me, that says, Jesus, I believe I can have what you said I can have. I believe your word means what you said it means. I believe you are who you said you are, God. Get it now, church. And I believe, get it now, I am who you said I am. So you were baptized into Jesus' death. Your sins were buried. You were then raised with Jesus in the resurrection to newness of life. You're now a son and a daughter of God. The Bible says you're a joint heir of Christ and you're destined to reign with Him in the heavenly places. And beloved, we need to look up, take a hold of this, develop that which we need to enter into it, to develop a breaker anointing by receiving, by doing what's right, by continuing on, beloved, by exercising our faith, by saying, yes, God, yes, God, yes, God, by using our sword as the Word of God, by declaring His Word over our life, by continuing in it day after day, by resisting sin, by resisting the flesh, by going through trials, exercising faith in the midst of the trials. Not looking at the waves out there like the disciples did on the boat when Jesus had to rebuke them for their lack of faith, but by exercising faith in the Word of God in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial. As you do this, you're going to get stronger and stronger and stronger, like Jotham did, as I talked about last week, and you're going to enter into a breaker anointing, and you're going to enter into freedom and have victory in your life, and it's going to result in you making other people glad as they partake of the anointing and the happiness that you have and begin to receive from it, beloved one, themselves. Isn't that what you want? I know it is. Those of you that love God, because this is what we're destined for. The Bible says we're more than conquerors in Christ, whom the Lord, beloved, predestined, He also called. Whom He called in the book of Romans, He justified, and whom He justified, get it now, church, He glorified. God has destined you and I for glory. We're sons and daughters of the King. There's no lack of humility in this, friends. This is who God says we are. Do you want to walk around your whole life saying what a pitiful worm you are? That is not God's will for you. We need to confess what God says. The Bible says we become the righteousness of God in Christ and that we reign in Him in the book of Romans in this life through Christ Jesus. So I declare a breaker anointing, church, over your life. I'm talking to you right now, beloved one. I declare by the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit a breaker anointing over your life. I release to you right now supernatural strength in the Holy Spirit. I speak life to you. I speak peace to you. I speak fire to you. The Hebrew word is esh. I speak esh to you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I ask everyone right now that is receiving that you would strengthen them with divine might in their inner man. Father, that you would raise them up with power, that same power, Abba, that raised Jesus from the dead. Strengthen them, Father, that they continue to ascend in the Spirit and take their place with you, Father God, in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, which you prepared for them before the foundation of the world. Beloved one, I love you today. Concentrate on these basics. Concentrate on receiving from God. Concentrate, beloved one, on using the things that Jesus is imparting to you by confessing His faith and His Word over your life. Thirdly, keep doing what's right, even when you don't feel like it. And lastly, beloved, breakthrough is the result of doing these things. And just now as I spoke over you, you were strengthened by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. And I'm believing, beloved, one degree of breakthrough for you to the next into eternal life expanded in Jesus' name. I love you. God bless you and shalom. Beloved, in Matthew chapter 26 and Luke chapter 7, we read about the woman that had a very costly vial of perfume in an alabaster box, and she came and anointed the body of Jesus with that perfume. When the disciples saw it, they were so upset. They said, you know what? That perfume could have been sold and the money given to the poor. What a waste. But Jesus said, let her alone. Why? Because her financial gift to Him through the vial of perfume represented her love of Jesus. Beloved, you and I can do the same thing with our finances. In our financial giving to the ministries of King Jesus, we're actually doing the same thing that woman with the alabaster box did. We're showing Jesus how much we love Him and appreciate Him. Your financial gifts, beloved, make a difference to King Jesus. Thank you for partnering with Jesus through this ministry.
As the woman with the alabaster box expressed her love for Jesus, so can we today. Send your gift to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. To make a credit card donation, call 1-800-777-7835. 1-800-777-7835. To donate securely online, go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. To show our appreciation, we will send you an audio CD of Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month, as well as our most recent newsletter. To learn more about this ministry, and for more information about Rabbi Schneider's rich spiritual resources or messianic music by Joshua James, go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com.
If you have a testimony of how the Lord has used Discovering the Jewish Jesus to change your life, we invite you to share it with us. Visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com and click on the testimonies link.
I was blindly seeking our Lord, confused, uncertain, and frightened because I couldn't find him. Then one Sunday, he led me to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I could finally hear his voice and feel his love. Following this ministry is a true act of faith for me because it diverges from my traditional religious background. Listening to Rabbi Schneider explain the connection between the Old and the New Testaments prophetically is the miracle I have been waiting for. Anonymous from Yuba City, California.
We're glad you joined us today, and we want to pray for you. Send us your prayer request by mail or by visiting us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. We also want to thank you for your prayer support and for your financial support to us. In supporting Discovering the Jewish Jesus, you become a partner with God in building his kingdom. Thank you, and may the Lord pour back into your life as you partner together with us.
Ya'er Yahweh panav elecha vichunecha. Yisa Yahweh panav elecha ve'asem lecha. Shalom.
The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift you up with his countenance, and the Lord will give you his children, his peace.
Rabbi Schneider has great faith-building resources available for you 24/7. Visit our website to send us your prayer requests. Watch full episodes. Download Rabbi's teaching notes and so much more, all at discoveringthejewishjesus.com.